In August 1935, 2 months before the EPR paper was published, Einstein finally bought a house. There was nothing to distinguish 112 Mercer Street from its neighbors, but because of its owner, it became one of the most famous addresses in the world. It was conveniently located within walking distance of his office at the Institute for Advanced Study, although he preferred to work in his study at home. Located on the first floor, a large table covered with the usual paraphernalia of the scholar dominated the center of the study. On the walls there were portraits of Faraday and Maxwell, later joined by one of Gandhi. The small clapboard house with its green shutters was also home to Elsa's younger daughter Margot and Helen Dukas. All too soon the domestic tranquility was shattered as Elsa was diagnosed with heart disease. As her condition worsened, Einstein became miserable and depressed, Elsa wrote to a friend. She was pleasantly surprised. I never thought he was so attached to me. That, too, helps. She died, aged 60, on 20th December 1936. With two women to look after him, Einstein quickly came to terms with his loss. I am settling down splendidly here, he wrote to Born. I hibernate like a bear in its cave and really feel more at home than ever before in all my varied existence. He explained that this bearishness has been accentuated still further by the death of my mate, who was more attached to human beings than I. Born found Einstein's almost casual announcement of Elsa's death rather strange but unsurprising. For all his kindness, sociability, and love of humanity, Born said later, he was nevertheless totally detached from his environment and the human beings included in it. Almost. There was one person to whom Einstein was deeply attached, his sister, Maya. She came to live with him in 1939 after Mussolini's racial laws forced her to leave Italy, and stayed until her death in 1951. After Elsa's death, Einstein established a routine that, as the years passed, varied less and less. Breakfast between 9 and 10 was followed by a walk to the Institute. After working until 1 p.m., he would return home for lunch and a nap. Afterwards, he would work in his study until dinner between 6:30 and 7 p.m. If not entertaining guests, he would return to work until he went to bed between 11 and 12. He rarely went to the theater or to a concert, and unlike Bohr, hardly ever watched a movie. He was, Einstein said in 1936, living in the kind of solitude that is painful in one's youth, but in one's more mature years is delicious.